Wednesday News. I'm Jerry Barmash. One of former President Trump's former lawyers believes his claim that he will be arrested on Tuesday. Michael Cohen doesn't think Trump would have posted the claim to social media if he or someone on his team wasn't contacted by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
This is exactly him reacting to information that he has, and not leaked, as he would like to say, by the district attorney's office. There is no leaks coming out of the DA's office.
Despite the impending possible indictment, Trump is planning for his first rally of the 2024 campaign. He'll begin his reelection bid at the Waco Regional Airport in Texas next Saturday. An earthquake killed at least a dozen people this afternoon in Ecuador. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit the country's southern portion, CNN reported. Almost 200 banks risk facing the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. The study found that 186 banks across the country could collapse if half of their depositors make a bank run. It also said that even insured depositors at those at-risk banks could face issues getting their money if the same type of quick withdrawals happen. Well, the price for an Easter basket this season is going up due to inflation, but one national chain is finding a workaround.
Walmart said today it would offer Easter meals and bundles at affordable prices, a move aimed at drawing more customers to their stores at a time when egg prices have surged and customers are keeping a tight grip on their wallets. This year, Walmart's Easter meals and baskets will include staples like ham, green beans, and cherry pies, along with decorative grass, Hershey's milk chocolate bunnies, and Reese's eggs for less than $100 both online and in stores. Data from the Labor Department showed the average cost of food for families rose by 11.3% in January. I'm Skip Kelly.
Tennessee advances to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get and as fast as possible?
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot, but as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is slamming former President Trump for his social media posts this morning. Trump took to Truth Social to claim he will be arrested Tuesday and called for his supporters to protest. The former House Speaker called Trump's post reckless and said he did it to keep himself in the news and to foment unrest among his supporters. New details are being released to the fatal arrest of Tyre Nichols in Memphis this January. Court documents show the on-scene supervisor at the arrest, Lieutenant Dwayne Smith, retired one day before his termination hearing. There's a new most followed woman on Instagram.
And the new most followed is Selena Gomez. On Friday, she became the first woman to surpass 400 million followers. That title had been previously held by Kylie Jenner. A pair of soccer superstars, however, still hold the title as Instagram's most followed people. Cristiano Ronaldo is tops with 562 million followers, and Lionel Messi has 442 million of his own. I'm John Schaefer.
Warner Brothers and DC could be feeling the fury of a low box office weekend. The Hollywood Reporter said the studio's sequel film, Shazam! Fury of the Gods, is on pace to open with a lower-than-expected $30 million weekend. Initial projections have the superhero sequel at between $35 and $40 million. The first Shazam! Started with a box office total of $53.5 million in 2019. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.